Copeland, weeknights 8 to 10, only on Mile High Sports.
Wait a minute. Like my last salsa director used to say, if you're slowing down...
Welcome back to the Darren Copeland Experience. I'm Darren Copeland. Welcome to my experience. It's a little bit weird. We're off the rails sometimes.
Woo!
Off the rails!
On a crazy train.
Yes. Did you ever see the animated film Hoodwinked?
Yes.
Okay, so you know that scene where Red Riding Hood, or mm-hmm. Red as she's called,
yes,
and the Billy Goat.
Okay.
Are on the they are on the mining car that's going through the mine. They need to catch the wolf, so they go through the mine, and the whole time the Billy Goat's singing like,
oh yeah, yeah,
like I think we're gonna die, like
mm-hmm.
that's kind of how our well, at least my mind works. That's how my experience works. It's just like,
that's how you think about it.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden we do the George Peppard. I love it when a plan comes together. Ta-da.
Ta-da.
But I got good news.
Shoot.
Louis the Lobster.
Louis
the Lobster.
Lobster.
132 years old. Was living in a tank. A tank in Long Island. Or as we call it, Long Island. And all of a sudden the owners of the lobster restaurant, or the lobster bar, as we like to call it, decided that Louis should go free after like 20 years in this tank. And Louis's like, what are you doing to me? All I want to do is sit here. You're putting me out in the ocean?
No.
What's a crustacean supposed to do? But anyway, they didn't care. So they sent Louis the Lobster back to the ocean, where he's now just another old man wandering around the ocean. Probably got eaten by a shark as soon as he came in. Which leads me to the story that I found the most interesting today. Did you hear about this?
No, I don't think so.
So Shark Week, right?
Shark Week.
Shark Shock Week?
Stay out of the water.
We all was Shark Week. Stay out of the water. So it was a press release came out today that as a finale on Shark Week, the guy with all the swimming medals.
That guy?
Yeah, that guy.
That guy.
With the feet.
And the face.
The feet and the face and the medals, the gold medals.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That guy.
You know that guy. He's going to race a shark. He's going to swim a shark.
That's just dumb.
Well.
In the same pool?
Well, I don't know, because actually I was listening to D-Mac about it, and he said, and I have to credit him because he said, well, first of all, how are they going to get the shark up on the starting block?
How are they going to do this?
I said, D-Mac, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
I don't know how they're going to do it. They talked about on other shows that they should give the guy time and then send the shark after him. And if he makes it to the other side, he wins. If he doesn't, shark wins.
Okay.
The problem is that...
how does the shark going to know it's racing?
Well, because he's got a number on.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
I mean, he'll have a number on the side of him.
What is this thing spray painted to the side of... Oh, race time.
Race time.
That's the international intergalactic.
It's just going to be a round...
Interspecies...
It's just going to be around number six, like a number six inside of a circle.
Okay. Okay.
Shark six.
Boom.
But what people seem to forget is that animals do these kind of things for a living. It's kind of like Conor McGregor fighting Floyd Mayweather. You know, think of Floyd Mayweather as a shark. He's a professional beater of people.
That's just what he does.
Sharks are a professional eater of whatever they see, including people.
They do it in their sleep.
They do it in their sleep.
Do sharks sleep?
They do sleep, but the only thing is they can't just stop.
It's like torture naps?
No, I think they just kind of, they'll just kind of cruise.
Cruise?
Yep. Sleep, swim.
Hope they don't swim over a cliff.
Doesn't really matter underwater. That would be funny, though. All of a sudden, like, oh my God, I hit a reef. Oh. A great white shark was hurt today as he swam into a reef. Right into some fire coral.
Oh, man. He really needs to get more rest.
Okay, so, but to get back to my analogy.
Yes.
Floyd Mayweather is like the shark. This swimmer, this famous swimmer who I can't seem to remember his name.
Michael Phelps?
Yeah, that guy.
That guy?
Yeah.
The guy with the face, right?
Yes.
And the feet?
Yes.
And all those medals?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
He is, he's like Conor McGregor.
Yeah.
You think you have a shot.
I can fight.
You think you have a shot. You don't have a shot.
No chance.
Listen, I can, you know, just because I am not a shark doesn't mean I can't swim as fast as a shark. Just because I'm not a boxer doesn't mean I can't box with a boxer.
Yeah.
He said right before his leg came off in a horrific shark eating accident.
At least I got his fin in a human eating shark incident.
Yes, you did. For the soup.
Yeah.
But all of these things, what people don't—they don't understand it. They used to have the series that was like man versus animal, and like they had, and it'd be interesting in that it was like
the food contest guy.
Can Kobayashi beat a? And was he even get close?
I don't think so.
Because the bear is just like
nom 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 nom.
Listen,
nom.
Bears
eat to go to
gotta
sleep.
Gotta go to eat. They don't have to go to sleep. That's a myth. Bears do not hibernate.
Well, then what do they do?
Sleep.
Eat to nap. Go to sleep.
Eat to sleep.
Yeah.
They nap.
That's what I said.
But
eat
it's
to go
not
to sleep.
It's not technically hibernation.
I never said hibernation. I said eat to go to sleep.
Oh, yeah. Well, they do sleep. That's what I do. I eat to go to sleep.
Mmm, sleepy.
Mmm, pork chop before bed.
Honey.
Yes. But they, like, for instance, you know, or the other one that they did was an orangutan versus a sumo wrestler in tug of war. And what was so funny about it is.
Didn't Chad Johnson, like, race a horse?
Chad Johnson did race a horse. And I think he beat it.
He wasn't Ocho Cinco by that time yet.
He was not officially Ocho Cinco, but his nickname was Ocho Cinco. It wasn't really his real name.
8'5".
8'5". It should have been Ochenta Cinco.
Ochenta Cinco.
No, but like, so the orangutan didn't know it was in this competition. And then all of a sudden there's a rope in his hand and there's some guy at the end of it pulling. So what does the monkey do? The orangutan just pulls. Just boop. Sumo wrestler goes flying.
Yeah. Because he's like 10 sumo wrestlers.
Human race has one fatal flaw. And they think they are a lot better at everything than they really indeed are. We are tasty morsels for most of the other things that live on this planet. We don't think that.
We'd like to think we're not tasty morsels.
Yes, but you, like walking, any of us walking alone in the forest is like cougar snack.
Cougar meat?
Cougar snack!
Mm.
Cougar snack.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back.